Jason, I think what was particularly striking about the vote was this is a vote to end all aid to Israel, including defensive measures, all of those missile systems that the United States has been selling, providing Israel. So the Democrats seem not even to believe that Israel should be allowed to have the weapons to defend itself against its enemies.
Correct. And what struck me is that this was to reverse course on a memorandum signed by President Obama. Back in 2016, he agreed, made a 10-year commitment to give Israel several billion dollars a year for defense purposes. So what you have today is 100 members of the Democratic caucus voting to essentially change course on a memorandum signed by President Obama. It sort of puts in sharp relief just how far the party has gone in a different direction over the past decade. And we've seen more recent examples of that as well. I mean, New York City is a heavily Jewish, heavily liberal city. Elected mayor, a man who doesn't think Israel should have the right to exist, who doesn't have a problem with globalized the Intifada. We've seen it in several primary races as well. And this is piggybacking off what Bill said, but there was a time when you could say on the left, I oppose Benjamin Netanyahu's administration, but I'm for Israel. You can no longer get away with that position. Now you need to say, basically, Israel is committing genocide. That is the litmus test for being accepted on the progressive left today.